Striding through the hotel's entrance in bright sunlight, a young man in jacket and tie crosses the expanse of geometrically patterned floor to the reception desk. A girl in casual dress looks up, smiling.
Hi. I've got an appointment with Mr. Allman. My name's Jack Torrance.
His office is the first door on the left.
Thank you.
Moving through the spacious foyer, passing lifts where people wait with suitcases, the young man enters an open doorway under a sign that reads General Manager. He steps past the vacant secretary's desk to the inner office, where the manager sits conferring with a woman who stands beside him. The man knocks.
Mr. Allman?
Yes?
I'm Jack Torrance.
Oh, well, come on in, Jack.
He does so, and the manager stands.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Allman.
This is my secretary, Susie.
Hello.
Susie, how do you do?
Have any trouble finding this?
Oh, no problem at all. I made the trip in 3.5 hours.
Well, that's a very good time. Hey, good place, Sam. Jack, just make yourself at home. Would you like some coffee?
Well, if you're going to have some, I wouldn't mind. Thanks.
Susie?
Sure.
Oh, and would you ask Bill Watson to join us?
Yes, I will.
She goes. In a modern apartment building, a small boy eats a sandwich and watches television while his mother, seated with him at the table, reads a book.
Mom?
Yeah?
Do you really want to go and live in that hotel for the winter?
She looks at him.
Sure I do. It'll be lots of fun.
Putting down her coffee cup, she picks up her own sandwich.
Yeah, I guess so. In a way, there's hardly anybody to play with around here.
She turns to him.
Yeah, I know. It always takes a little time to make new friends.
Yeah, I guess so.
He watches TV intently.
What about Tony? He's looking forward to the hotel, I bet.
Hi, Mr. Torrance.
Now, come on, Tony. Don't be silly.
I don't want to go there, Mrs. Torrance.
Well, how come you don't want to go?
I just don't.
At the hotel.
Did they give you any idea in Denver about what the job entails?
Only in a very general way.
Watson now sits with them.
Well, the winters can be fantastically cruel. And the basic idea is to cope with the very costly damage and depreciation which can occur. And this consists mainly of running the boiler, heating different parts of the hotel on a daily rotating basis, repairing damage as it occurs, and doing repairs so the elements can't get a foothold.
Torrance nods and smiles.
Well, that sounds fine to me.
Physically, it's not a very demanding job. The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is a tremendous sense of isolation.
Torrance looks pleased.
Well, that just happens to be exactly what I'm looking for. I'm outlining a new writing project, and 5 months of peace is just what I want.
He smiles broadly.
That's very good, Jack.
As does the manager.
Because for some people, solitude and isolation can, of itself, become a problem.
Torrance shakes his head.
Not for me.
How about your wife and son? How do you think they'll take to it?
Torrance frowns, then smiles.
They'll love it.
Great.
The two men beam happily at one another.
Well, before I turn you over to Bill, there's one other thing I think we should talk about. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but it's something that's been known to give a few people second thoughts about the job.
Torrance raises his eyebrows.
I'm intrigued.
I don't suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970?
I don't believe they did.
Watson's grim-faced.
Well, my predecessor in this job hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. And he came up here with his wife and two little girls, I think about 8 and 10. And he had a good employment record. Good references. And from what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe.
Torrance stares at him.
Stacked them neatly in one of the rooms of the West Wing, and then he put both barrels of a shotgun in his mouth. Police, they thought that it was what the old-timers used to call cabin fever. Kind of claustrophobic reaction which can occur when people are shut in together over long periods of time.
Torrance nods slowly, then half smiles.
Well.
Obviously surprised by what he's heard.
That is, quite a story.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's still hard for me to believe it actually happened here. But it did. And,
I think you can appreciate why I wanted to tell you about it.
I certainly can, and I also understand why your people in Denver left it for you to tell me.
Well, obviously, I mean, some people can be put off by the idea of staying alone in a place where something like that actually happened.
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me. And as far as my wife is concerned, I'm sure she'll be absolutely fascinated when I tell her about it. She's a confirmed ghost story and horror film addict.